the mind of the heart. The mind of the heart comes in when the feminine is ready to trust in the masculine. Her trust ennobles him, and in return he honors her. It is a beautiful thing when this balance comes to us. Finally, we can start to feel safer in the emotional water. The emotional body is a sea. It's wild, confusing, and disorientating. It is the confusion that knocks us around. Emotions will always find a way, seeping through the cracks and flooding into us when least expected. But why does it sometimes feel so chaotic? Well, the emotional body seems chaotic because emotions arise before thought. Emotions come first, following the universal law of ladies first. The emotional body is the realm of desire, aversion, attraction, and repulsion. The physical, etheric body carries rhythms and growth, so it has to be steady. The emotional or astral body carries movement for change, so it has to be powerful. Our emotional body might seem chaotic, but it is actually trying to restore balance. For example, when she senses danger, the emotional body brings up fear. When she wants to defend, she initiates anger. When she feels loss, she honors it with grief. When there is potential to expand, she allows joy. But why does it feel so off-kilter sometimes? So difficult to feel things fully? Well, it is an ocean, and there are currents, riptides of old streams of feeling, and new ones intermingling. The chaos is a loosening of patterns, a reorganizing on a deep, incomprehensible level. When the emotions are high and bubbling, we have to learn to live within the depths of a very full emotional sea. At a certain level of maturation, we recognize this, and we loosen the grip on the suppression. The feminine starts to flow, and she gets used to the waters. As hard as it is, she gets used to the chaos, the disorientation, the flooding. And at this point, we enter into the mind of the heart. This comes when the feminine settles into herself. She stops making herself wrong for how and what she feels. And she's finally ready to trust in the masculine. Her trust ennobles him, and in return, he honors her. It is a beautiful thing. I've said it before and I'll say it again, when this balance comes to us, because finally we start to feel safer in the water. The mind of the masculine, or the mind of masculine, becomes a boat. It floats upon the ocean and observes the feminine in action. It's important to notice the boat doesn't try to change the water. Instead, the boat respects, observes, and adapts to her. The mind becomes a watcher, not a fixer. And as it witnesses the ocean, the mind, or the masculine, establishes a boundary, or the surface of the water. This helps the feminine to orientate correctly. This helps us to orientate correctly when we are in the emotional body. We know which way is up. We know we can rest upon the steady mind, swim to the boat, and get out of the water if we need to. Over time, the mind begins to understand. The answers to the mysteries are not upon the boat, but deep within the water. And if he is patient, those treasures, those answers will surface. The boat just needs to wait and be the watcher. The feminine will bring all of the answers from the depths of the ocean. I have been asking, where is Serapis Bay? And now I know he is the boat. He is on his boat, establishing direction, watching. Because in the emotional body, we work alone for the most part. The waters are beautiful, mysterious, dark, deep, disorientating, humbling. And we are asked to allow, to dive, to swim, and to half drown until we remember how to find the boat, how to steady the mind. This is a memory of initiation. Again, through the eyes of the young priestess, the female mystic, tasked to lie down upon a boat in the dead of night, with only the moon for company, reflecting the depths, guiding the boat, tasked to stay steady, to be calm, to be carried, and to stay conscious. I have no doubt now this initiation brings forth the mind of the heart.